Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Yes, I am here. I almost forgot how to do the radio show, taking off 2 weeks out of the last 3 weeks. How in the world did that happen? Well, we had planned to take off the last Sunday night of the year, something we wanted to do here for our production team and for myself, just to be able to have that last Sunday off for the year. So we did that. I believe that was December the 28th. That was great to have the Sunday night off, but that was going to be it for a few months. I usually don't miss Sunday nights. I mean, if it's Sunday night, we're live and we do the show, right? So last week, I had a cold, and look, I'm a big boy. I grew up in Chicago. I had colds all the time growing up in Chicago. And, you know, my view is you have a cold, so what? You just kind of suck it up and you just go forward, right? You don't call in sick to work. You don't call in sick on your radio show. What kind of pansy calls in sick on his radio show because he has a cold? Well, you're listening to one right now. I mean, this was like a cold of all colds. I don't know what it was. I don't know enough about this. I mean, they say there's no cure for the common cold and it's, you know, is it viral or bacterial? I don't understand all that stuff. All I know is that I was literally flat in bed on my back for 3 days because of this cold. I didn't have a fever. I didn't have the flu. I had a cold, and this was a cold. I mean, I literally couldn't breathe. It was crazy how terrible this was. And I've talked to other people all around the country. I don't know what it is, but the cold, just a common cold, is really hitting people hard this year. So that's where I was last week. I wasn't here. I got in touch with the network. I think it was Sunday afternoon, and I said, sorry for the short notice, but I can't breathe and I can't speak, so I guess I'm not doing a radio show tonight. But it's really great because I had so many people on Monday and Tuesday emailing me, Jim, I can't find the show on SoundCloud. I can't find the show over on iTunes. What happened? Where's the show from Sunday night? So it's great to be missed, but we are back. We've got a great program lined up for you tonight. Our guest in hour number two is Jamie Barnett. And she is associated with the cruise, the International Cruise Victims Association. And we have in the past had Kendall Carver on. He's the president of the organization. As I understand it, she's in charge of the New York chapter of the International Cruise Victims Association. Now, she has a fascinating story about her own daughter that was about 25 years old and went on a Carnival cruise and died on the cruise. And it was very mysterious. It was actually the subject of a CBS 48 Hours investigative special a number of years ago. Jamie Barnett will be with us tonight to talk about the loss of her daughter and to talk about new legislation that will protect you and me when we're out on a cruise ship. Most people don't know this, but when you're out at sea on a cruise ship, you are, I don't know where you are. You're in international waters. You're on a ship that has a flag on it that is from a foreign port. So what law applies? I mean, if someone gets murdered or assaulted, whatever, who do you call? I mean, you can't call 911. And what we have found is not only are these cruise ships, these big corporations, not only are they involved in covering up what happens so that they can avoid being sued, but many times the perpetrators of these crimes are the crew members on the cruise ships. This is scary stuff. If you are thinking about going on a cruise this year, if you have young girls, it's really scary what can happen on a cruise. And most people simply don't know where they stand legally and how few rights that you really have when you're on a cruise ship. So we're going to be doing that in hour number two. Next week, super excited to have this guest. His name is Greg McBride. And apparently he's a writer. He's not really known for this latest book he's written. This isn't kind of his big thing, but big thing. What a horrible way to present this. Greg McBride, the guy lost over 200 pounds. And he has a website, which is Just Stop Eating So Much. That's the name of the website. And his book is Weightless, My Life as a Fat Man and How I Escaped. And what I really found fascinating, I heard Greg on an interview about 2 weeks ago, and I really enjoyed what he had to say. We hear about all these different diets, you know, the South Beach diet, the grapefruit diet, the top ramen soup diet, all this stuff. And you end up eating food that maybe you don't really like. Maybe you've got to eat a lot of the same kinds of foods for weeks. And this is why diets generally don't work, because what you're doing is you're really making yourself do something that is not going to last. It's just not going to last for most of us, right? When we go on these diets. So obviously you've got to exercise. Obviously you've got to, you know, work on burning the calories and all that. But think about what Greg, his whole point here is. Learning how to eat less. And it's something we don't talk enough about when we talk about weight loss. It's always about, well, you need to eat more green vegetables and you need to eat more fruit. Sometimes it's just about eating less. You can still have that, you know, that beef sandwich you want to have, or that steak, or that piece of fried chicken, but you need to eat less. And I think, honestly, I really believe this. And I think Greg McBride really has figured this out. I think that the reason why Americans are so overweight, including me, and I've lost 30 pounds in the last 3 years, so I'm on a good track here, but I still have about 20 pounds to go. I think the main reason we're overweight is we just eat too much food. We just eat too much. Food portions today are ridiculous. I was at a party yesterday. One of my good friends had his 70th birthday at a local restaurant. It was a surprise birthday party. There was about 50 of us there. And I'm turning 50 this week. And I'm suspicious. I'm telling you, I'm suspicious that my wife is up to something, because she's asking me weird questions. She's just randomly asking me things like, what's your favorite jazz song? Just curious. What are you doing Saturday night? Are you sure you've got some clean clothes? You know, maybe you've got a suit that's clean and ready to put on Saturday. Wait a minute. Why are you asking me this kind of stuff? So I'm turning 50 this week. Yeah, 50. So I think people are up to something. I don't know what they're up to. They might be gonna. They're probably planning to do to me, possibly, what my good friend, he's 70, just turned 70, his three adult children set up this surprise birthday party for him. Now, this guy, he's a really sweet man, and he's very emotional. He walks in the room, and everybody else surprised, and he breaks down in tears. He's sobbing. And I'm like, Bob, it's your birthday. Be happy. But that's probably what would happen to me. I would probably break down in tears, but I digress. So we all got to choose a different item from this short menu. It was like a banquet ordering type of an arrangement. And the amount of food they bring out, I could only eat half of it. And I got a to-go box. And I'll tell you what, you go to a place like Denny's or somewhere along these lines, it's ridiculous the size of the food portions. Hey, I just got divorced from AT&T. I'll tell you why and what we did right after this. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And I don't know what is worse, having a cold or all the stuff that you have to take when you have a cold. I was up at the grocery store, and you know, you go into that aisle with all the cold medicine. And there was, you know, probably four or five people standing there with me. We're all staring at all the stuff. You can buy a certain cold tablet, or you can get the cold tablet for the severe cold, or there's the one for the severe cold and flu. Then there's the NyQuil that knocks you out. It's the nighttime version, or then there's the daytime version. You don't know what to get. And then, okay, so you get something like that. Then do you get the cough drops to go with it? Did you get cough medicine separately? So, or do you get the Mucinex that's supposed to break it all up? I'm thinking, I don't want it to be broken all up. I'm going to be hacking and coughing and sneezing, and it's all going to be coming out, but I guess that's what you're supposed to do. So I don't know what the answer is, but I'll tell you what, when you get on these different cold pills, I don't know about you, but I can't think straight. I mean, literally, once I take one of these pills, which I took one a couple of hours before the show, you can ask me what 2 + 2 is, and I couldn't tell you. I mean, it does something to my brain. It scrambles my brain when I take these sinus pills that dry you out. Maybe it dries my brain out at the same time. I'm not sure. So anyway, before the break, I was just talking briefly about my friend who had a 70th surprise birthday party. And he had friends that came in from New York and all over the country, you know, right? And we're here in Florida. And so he walks in the room and everybody yells surprise. And it's like he turns 3 shades of purple and starts crying. And I don't know, if I were in that same situation, I've never had a surprise birthday party. Not that I can remember, and maybe it's because of the cold pills I'm on. Maybe I did have one, but it would almost be like you're at your own funeral, right? I mean, you're looking around and it's like, wow, everybody's gathered together here that would probably also go to my funeral. Maybe there's even some people here that wouldn't make it to my funeral that are here. And I don't know how you would react in a situation like this. But anyway, back to food portions. They bring out the food and it's just too much food. It is the food that they give us today in restaurants. I'm convinced that you could split a meal at almost any restaurant and you'd probably still have too many calories for that meal. So next week, don't miss it. Our guest is Greg McBride. The guy lost over 200 pounds and his message is simple. Just stop eating so much. So what else is going on? I got a divorce this last week, not from my wife or from my dogs or from my kids. I got a divorce from my cell phone contract. And we have been with AT&T, I think, for almost 10 years. We've had an AT&T cell phone contract. And we did the same thing that everybody does. Right? Every year or two, the new gadgets come out and you can go down there for 99 cents and you re-up for another 2 years and you can get a tablet computer and add it to your plan and you get so much data and you get this and that. Well, I did all that and it got to the point, honestly, where my wife and I, we're on the plan and our 3 adult kids. And the plan has started to go just up and up and up to where, you know, I used to be happy if my bill was around $200 for the 5 of us, $200 or less. And I was, okay, this is a good deal. But then it got to be where I had to become happy if the bill was $300 or less. And then just recently, it's creeped up to where I had to become happy that it was under about $375. And I threw my hands up in the air and I've been threatening this for months. I decided I'm done. I'm finished. It's over. It's over. And I got rid of my AT&T contract this week. We're done. And we've all split and gone our separate ways, my family, in terms of our cell phone contract. You know, the one thing too that bugs me is being the dad. You're the dad of adult you've got 3 adult kids. So what I have to do, the bill comes in on the 1st of the month, and I've got to send out emails to my 3 adult kids. Hey, the bill's in, and you owe this amount of money. And then I've got to go through and figure out, okay, who went over on data? Who got a new phone? So there's an extra charge for their new phone. And then there's a prorated fee, and there's a this and a that. I don't want to deal with it anymore. It's just too complicated. So what we did was, what a lot of people are doing, we moved to a prepaid plan. And I looked at all of them. And for my wife and I, we decided to go with Virgin Mobile. And if you take a look at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com, I've got a big article up there on what I did, what I switched to, what kind of phone I have. And I've got a great phone. I love my new phone. My wife and I, we got phones, nice phones. Altogether, for both of our phones, it was under $150. Because when you make a switch like this, most of the time you have to get a new phone. Not always, but many times you do. So we got new phones, and mine has got, you know, mine's got all the bells and whistles on it. It's an Android. I can go on the internet. I can do Facebook and Twitter, and I can check my email. So I've got all that cool stuff. My wife doesn't really care about that. She just wants a phone to make phone calls on, and occasionally she will do texting, but that's about it. So altogether, for both of us, it's under $90 a month. There's no contract, which means if we find a better deal, we find a better deal, and we're just 1 month at a time. That's all we're doing here. I love this. In fact, I was just reading just before the show that T-Mobile now has a new deal out. Unlimited text, unlimited data, unlimited phone calls for $40 a month. Folks, the cell phone industry is changing. This whole idea, I mean, where else do you do this? Do you go up to Best Buy and you get a laptop for 99 cents that they charge you? This is like my wife said, it's like renting your couch by the week. And I know people that do this. They go up to these rental center type places and they rent couches by the week. They rent TVs by the week. Why do we do this with our cell phones? Why do we go, hey, I'm going to get the 99-cent new iPhone deal, and then I'm going to sign up for 2 years, and it's going to be this and that and data and so many gigs of data, and if I go over, and it's a nightmare. Make the move. It's so easy. And let me tell you something that my wife and I, we both said. If people knew how easy it was to get rid of their cell phone contract and just go with a prepaid plan, everybody would do this. People just don't know. I was shocked that in about 2 hours, my phone line switched over to Virgin Mobile, including my telephone number, kept my same phone number, the whole nine yards, and it all switched over in like 2 hours. I mean, it was so easy. I just did it myself on their website. I went to Amazon.com, picked out a couple of nice phones, and it all worked out. Less than $90 a month. And I don't have to make phone calls on the first of the month to my kids to collect their share of the money. I don't have to, you know, look at the AT&T bill's here. I don't want to open this bill. I'm not going to open it. You open it. Okay, you open it and you tell me what it is. Is it under $300 this month? Is it under $400 this month? No more. We are gone. All right. Is there an oil price conspiracy? I think so. And I'll tell you why right after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors rejected by the big publishing companies in New York are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook listed for sale at Amazon.com and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And you know, you can do a lot during a 4 minute break. I remember this back in the days when I was working in radio in Dallas. And you get a 3 minute break, you go out in the hallway, you get down to the little cafeteria, get yourself a bag of potato chips, maybe have a couple of conversations about the Cowboys game, and you'd make it back to the studio, you know, all in 3 or 4 minutes. But I love my Keurig coffee maker, because in a 4 minute break, I can run out there, get a fresh cup of hot coffee, and I'm ready to go again. All right, so a couple more thoughts here on the dropping your contract cell phone deal and moving with a prepaid plan. In the case of two of my kids who have iPhones and they love their iPhones, they were able to keep their existing iPhones by moving with a company called Straight Talk. And there are different options out there. There's so many different ways you can go. But, you know, you just have to do your own research on it. But look, if you can get an unlimited talk, data, texting, all that for like 40, 50 bucks a month with no contract. Let me tell you one of the other cool things about that. I was just before the show, I was looking at some of the news about prepaid cell phones. And apparently Virgin has another deal out that just came out. It's a new deal where two people can combine together and put two phones under one account. And then, like in the case of my wife and I, if this looks like what I think it looks like, we can go from about $85 where we're at now per month. I think I'm going to be able to go down to $65 for us a month if I switch to this like two-person deal that they just announced. And this is the neat thing about it. One of my friends is with AT&T, and we were talking about this last week, and he said, why is it that I have to be the one to call in to ask for the latest deal? I mean, if they're going to do a deal and promote it to everybody out there, and I'm already a customer, why don't I get a phone call from them saying, hey, there's a new deal that you can get in on here? Or why don't I get an email or something? But look, this is, I think it's a matter of time. I really, really think it's a matter of time. And I think back to the days. In, let's see, this would have been 1980, 1988. I was a young guy, stockbroker, and I was a hotshot. And I had to have a nice, fancy sports car. And I had to be one of those first guys that had a cell phone in my car. And it was it was almost like one of those Barnaby Jones deals. It was an actual hardwired phone in my car. And it was almost like a phone in your house that you would have. And it was in my car. It was really cool. And I remember, I kid you not. I remember months that my bill was almost $1,000 just for making phone calls in my car. Now, what was crazy is as a 22-year-old guy, I could afford to pay that. That's how much money I was making. But now we fast forward and we've got these little phones. They're so small, you can hold them in the palm of your hand. They weigh, you know, I don't know, not even a quarter of a pound, maybe one-tenth of a pound. The phone my wife has is incredibly light. And now we've got all these new deals where it's, you know, you can get into some of these plans depending on what your needs are, $20 a month, you know, depending on what you're trying to do. I mean, if you don't need to go on the internet and use a lot of data, you can get into something for like $20 a month where you can get unlimited calls, but maybe you don't get all the data with it and all that. But right now, I mean, imagine this, we might actually be down to $65 a month. And I love dropping things that cost me money on a recurring monthly basis. Because what you're doing, folks, it's just like giving yourself a raise, right? Because if you can figure out how to save $100 a month, isn't that the same as if your boss gave you a $100 raise per month? Isn't that the same if you're a business owner, that you found a new way to add $100 to your bottom line in your business? I mean, it really is true what Benjamin Franklin said, right? A penny saved is a penny earned. So I love finding different ways of saving money. And this to me is low-hanging fruit right now. And for those of you who don't know what that means, you only know that fruit is in the produce section at the grocery store. You don't know that it's actually picked off of a tree. You've never seen a banana tree. You just know the bananas are sitting there at the grocery store. All right, low-hanging fruit means that this is something easy to do, that anybody can do, to put some money in your pocket right away. And look, in my case, I did have to pay some penalties to come out of my contract early, but I'm going to make those penalties back in just 3 or 4 months. So it's going to be easy to offset that. And it was a really good decision that we made. All right. I want to talk a little bit about what I've been talking about now for maybe a year, maybe as long as a year, this so-called oil price conspiracy. But I don't want to get too much into that. I want to really talk more about the price of gas and some weird stuff that is going on right now with the price of gas. Of course, I do not believe it. I've never believed it, that the price of oil is set by the market. I mean, if you believe that the price of oil went from, what was it, $140 a barrel this summer to where it is now? I don't know where it is. It's like below $50. It's ridiculous. It's so bad. If you heard at the top of the hour news, Alaska, which derives much of its income and its tax base from the oil industry, is in a financial crisis right now. And we've talked about, I believe, that this is punishment for Russia, because Russia is really hurting now, that the Saudis and the U.S., which I believe between those two entities, we decide where the price of oil is. But let me tell you what makes me so angry about that. Assuming you buy into my thesis that the price of oil is contrived, that somebody somewhere behind a curtain says, yeah, we've got to keep the price of oil at a certain level because we've got to keep the folks in the Middle East happy. We've got to keep the Russians happy. We've got to, you know, take care of our friends up in Alaska. And somebody somewhere decides, okay, where this all needs to be to create sort of a peaceful world or to just sort of create a balance as we see it, we got to have people paying $4 a gallon when they go to buy gas. You know what? That is just ridiculous. I am so happy to see gas. My wife bought gas yesterday for less than $2 a gallon. She was coming back from Tampa from a conference, bought gas, she said, for $1.91. $1.91. But here's where you're going to get really upset. All right. Here's the payoff pitch. Wait for it. Wait for it. Here it is. Think about over the last several years. This goes all the way back, what, to the George Bush presidency. Think about going all the way back to when gas was like $2 a gallon. And all those years that we've all been paying $3 and $4 a gallon. Sit down and put a pencil to it and just look at how much money this has taken out of your pocket over the last, I don't know, let's say 8 to 10 years with these clearly contrived, clearly artificially high gas prices. In my view, for no good reason other than to sort of keep peaceful relations with the Middle East, with the Saudis, and with the Russians as well. And that's money coming out of our pocket. But here's what's going to make you really sick. This is going to really upset you. And you're going to say, Jim Paris, you're a financial guy. You should know this. But I did not know this. Or at least I did not know it to the extent that I know it now. Did you know that on average, across the United States of America, this free country that we live in, that on average, when you go and pump gas, that 50 cents per gallon of that gas price is taxes. 50 cents. So that means a guy like me, I drive a Jeep. I think my Jeep will take like 13 or 14 gallons. That's $7 or $8 every time I fill my tank up. That is going in taxes on top of the real estate taxes and the income taxes and the tolls and the amount I pay to get my license tag renewed every year. It is ridiculous. More about gas prices. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and it is Sunday nights. We are live on Sunday nights. The website is christianmoney.com. The blog is blog.christianmoney.com. In hour number two, my guest is Jamie Barnett. We're going to be talking with her about what's happening in the cruise industry and some really bizarre things that you never knew about what happens when you go on a cruise ship. I mean, who's in charge? What law applies? What happens if somebody gets killed or assaulted? In fact, many of the cruise companies, they cover up these crimes. And many of the perpetrators of the crimes are actually the crew on the ship itself. And if you're on a cruise and you have a situation like this that comes up, what do? You can't dial 911. You're out at sea. Who's really in charge? What law applies? Lots of interesting questions, and they are working on a new law to give us all more rights and protections when it comes to getting out there on the high seas. And she'll be with us in hour number two to talk about, sadly, the death of her own daughter that occurred on a Carnival cruise ship several years ago. In fact, you may have seen the story. It was a CBS 48-hour special, the story of the death of Jamie Barnett's daughter on a Carnival cruise ship. She'll be with us to talk about your rights and how to protect yourself when you're on a cruise ship. She'll be with us in hour number two. All right, so we're talking about gas prices, and I am over at the website of the American Petroleum Institute. You can go there if you want, api.org, api.org. And they have a handy-dandy chart. And it's a chart of the United States, and you can point your mouse at each state in the U.S., and a little box pops up, and it tells you how much per gallon when you buy gas in that state is going to taxes. And this is just ridiculous. I mean, who knew? Look at this. I've got this here. Okay, California, when you buy a gallon of gas in California, 63.7 cents. Per gallon is taxes. What? And let me tell you what is even more upsetting. Now that the price of gas has come down, we're all doing that little dance by the gas pump, that $2 gas, right? Guess what they're all talking about? Not just at the state level, but also in Washington, D.C. Hey, maybe we can raise the taxes on gas now. I mean, after all, people were paying $4 per gallon. We were financially raping them for all these years. They didn't really scream too bad. And now that gas is down to maybe $2, $2.50 a gallon in most areas, hey, we can just add a quarter, maybe 30 cents more in there. And think of all the stuff we can do with that extra money. I mean, think of all the things they can do for us. I mean, this is what is really upsetting. And there is no way that our founders of this great country had anything like this in mind when they founded this country. And if it was just that we get taxed like this when we buy gas, maybe we could swallow it, right? But it's not just that, is it? We go to the store, we buy something at the store, there's sales tax, we've got income tax. A guy that I met yesterday at this birthday party, he lives in the Washington, D.C. metro area. His annual property taxes on his home, his annual property taxes are over $20,000 per year. That means that if the guy pays off his mortgage, imagine this, his mortgage is paid off, he still has to remit payment of $1,600 monthly to the local government and the state just to be able to stay in the house that he's already paid for. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And another thing, speaking of Washington, D.C. that I was looking at, then we'll get back to gas prices here in a moment. I was looking at a chart yesterday that had a list of the states that had the greatest percentage of food stamp recipients. And I went through the list. Some of the states on the list didn't surprise me. You have sort of your, you know, your poor states like Mississippi was on there, I believe. Louisiana was on there. But the one state, quote unquote, and it's not actually a state, right? The District of Columbia, but it was listed there. Do you know that 21% of the people that live in the nation's capital are getting food stamps? 21% of the people living in the nation's capital are getting food stamps. I mean, who knew? Who knew? But back to this whole idea that, hey, you know, the price of gas is down. I mean, look, here's how I feel, and you may not see it this way. I absolutely feel, absolutely, that our government is scamming us. I mean, if you don't wake up in the morning and look at all this and say, so I go down and buy gas, and every gallon of gas I buy, I've got to pay this guy an extra 50 cents, this bully called the U.S. government. I got to give them 50 cents for every gallon of gas I need to buy to get to my job. In order to stay in my house, I have to give them thousands of dollars a year. In order to drive legally, I've got to buy my license tag each year. When I go down to the store, everything I buy, this bully is standing there waiting for me to give them an additional 8, 9, 10% on top of what I just bought. You mean to tell me when I go to work and I get a paycheck that 20, 30, 40% of my money is going to be taken away by this bully on top of all of this other money that this bully's taking from me? Really? I mean, where do we go from here? I mean, where do we go in 10 years from now? What are we going to be paying $50,000 per year in property taxes on our homes? I mean, this is just, it's just gotten to the point that, I'm not kidding you, it almost makes me want to throw up when I read these stories that I've been reading the last several days about, I'm supposed to be a Christian show, so I've got to control my tongue here. I was about to say a word I shouldn't say, and I'll probably get bleeped off the radio if I do anyway. But these, let's just say, these bad people, these stinkers, how's that for a word you can say on the radio? These folks are sitting around, no kidding, in these conference rooms, probably smoking cigars, sitting back, fat and happy, saying, you know what? I bet you we could slip another 25 cents, maybe 30 cents, in these stupid suckers, these taxpayers, they're not going to notice it. I mean, these people are so stupid. They're so gleeful about their $2 a gallon gas. We could step in there. Maybe we could even slip another 50 cents in there. Can you imagine if we got it up to $1 per gallon? And then someday, once we bring the price of oil back up, which we know we're going to do, we've already got them set that they're kind of okay with that $4 mark. So what we're going to do is kind of, we'll just bounce it this time up to around maybe $4.50 or $5, and they'll probably be okay with it. And just like that frog in the boiling pot, as they slowly turn up the temperature, slowly boil us, right? mean, I just can't believe that this is where the discussion is right now. But I digress. GasBuddy.com. I am not a guy, honestly, that pulls out my smartphone and says, oh, there's a gas station 3 miles down the road where I can save a penny per gallon. I don't do that. That's pretty crazy when you think about it. But I have noticed, I don't know why, maybe because the prices are so volatile and they're dropping so fast. I have noticed, I'm not kidding you, from one exit on the highway to the next, I'm finding price differences of 20 to 30 cents per gallon. Now, you're talking about, I've got a car that takes, what, 14, 15 gallons? So if I can find the better deal, which is not a penny better, but maybe 20 or 30 cents better, I mean, that's enough money right there to buy my lunch that day. I mean, that's $5. I can go buy a sandwich at Subway for that. And I know for a lot of you, $5 is serious money. So you should be using GasBuddy.com right now, but you really need to think about this. You really need to be thinking about it when you're going right now to the gas pump this week, you're pumping gas. Think about how much of that is going to taxes. Now, if playing the lottery was not stupid enough, listen to this story. The former manager of a San Bruno gas station has pleaded no contest to computer access fraud for keeping winning California lottery scratchers for himself and selling customers losing ones. Here's what the guy did. I don't know about you, but these people that work at gas stations, they're kind of creepy, aren't they? I don't know. It's like, if you're looking for serial killers, they're probably the people in the middle of the night that are at the gas station, you know? All right, but this guy was using, he was scratching off like the secret code on the back of these cards, putting them in the computer, and he was keeping all the winning tickets for himself, selling all the losers to the rest of us suckers. But I guess he's going to go to jail here, so that's a good thing. All right, we'll be back after this. Stay tuned.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.